Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by the Irish Film Institute streaming service IFI at Home, bringing great films from our home to yours. IFIHome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. We're starting with some casting news this afternoon.
Yeah, we're starting with Kevin Hart, who's actually going to join Cate Blanchett in the cast of an Eli Roth-directed film adaptation of the Borderlands video game franchise. This was launched in 2009. It's a role-playing first-person shooter game. It's set in a planet of Pandora, a sort of rocky desert world which has been abandoned by a mega corporation prior to the game's events and now is in total anarchy. Hart is a good bet for a movie like this, and obviously with the strength of Cate Blanchett as well. But he's been busy because he's just recently wrapped on a action comedy as well called The Man from Toronto.
All right, you've news of a Bonaparte movie. Is this Napoleon linked?
It is. It stars Ready or Not actress Samara Weaving, who's going to play the lead in a biopic called Liz, and it's about Elizabeth Patterson Bonaparte, a Baltimore socialite, was the daughter of a city merchant and the first wife of Jerome Bonaparte, Napoleon's younger brother, whom she met in 1803. She rose on the social scene on the strength of her celebrity and wit during Thomas Jefferson's presidency, and is considered something of a founding mother of the country. Adam Leon will direct.
Great. Casting news in the formula.
Yeah, John Boyega, people know from Star Wars, and of course Robert De Niro, who needs no film introduction, are attached to star in the original feature, The Formula, as you said, for Netflix. The story follows a Formula One racing prodigy who's forced to become a getaway driver to save the only family he has left. Jared McMurray will direct, write and produce the film. Boyega is coming off Steve McQueen's Small Axe and is actually currently shooting another project called They Cloned Tyrone alongside Jamie Foxx, while De Niro at the moment is shooting David O. Russell's as yet untitled new film.
Yeah, well, they always work well together. You've some more casting, this time for Apple TV.
Yeah, Taron Egerton and Richard Jewell actor Paul Walter Hauser are set to lead a 6-hour miniseries called In With the Devil. It's based on a true crime memoir by James Keane. The story follows a young Chicago man and promising football player who got stuck with a decade-long prison sentence with no chance of parole. Michael Orr Roscombe will direct from a script by Dennis Lahan, who's definitely good at the crime thrillers, and shooting is going to take place in New Orleans.
Okay, what about Spy Kids?
Spy Kids is coming back because a company has optioned the rights to it. They plan to reimagine the franchise of this sort of family of super secret agents. Robert Rodriguez is the person who created the original series, and he's going to return for the upcoming reboot as well, which he will write and direct. It made a lot of money back in its day, $147 million at the global box office for the first film, and then it spawned 3 theatrical trailers as well. So in what shape it'll take, we don't know, but Spy Kids is definitely returning.
Back home now, some more production happening in Belfast.
This is great news, and there's been a lot of news in Belfast and the Belfast Harbour Studios. And Netflix are coming to shoot what is their sort of first big film there, and they're going to utilise the entire studio and all the office space and everything there for a project called The School for Good and Evil, which is based on the best-selling series of young adult fantasy novels and follows a group of girls and boys who are taken to an institution and trained to become fairy tale-like heroes and villains. Paul Feig will direct this, so that's a huge one for the area, and obviously there's been a lot of projects announced there recently, so that's good for Belfast.
Yeah. Now, film festivals over the last year have been taking place virtually. The Sundance Film Festival began on Thursday. Online, Garrett.
online, and unfortunately we can't watch any of them here. It's only for viewers in America, and yeah, it is possibly one of the most, you know, notable of the film festivals because it does kick off a lot of the awards chatter around films. Just a couple of them to mention. One is called CODA, an acronym actually for Child of Deaf Adults. CODA follows a 17-year-old girl played by newcomer Emila Jones, torn between her musical aspirations and her family, whose fishing business is on the brink of collapse. Rising Irish actor Fergie Walsh Pilo stars in that film as well. So that one was the film that opened the festival there on Thursday. Right. Just to mention some other Irish interests as well, Ruth Nega is actually starring in Rebecca Hall's film called Passing. This film sees two girlhood friends, Irene, played by Tessa Thompson, and Claire, played by Nega, who meet years later in 1920s New York, where Irene is surprised to find that Claire has spent her adult life passing for white.
Wow.
That sounds like a really good one. And with Rebecca Hall directing as well. Robin Wright actually makes her directorial debut with a movie called Land. And we've mentioned it before because it's sort of in the chatter about will it be there for Oscar nods for acting. Judas and the Black Messiah is also playing at Sundance. But we'll see what spins out of it.
Exactly.
There's usually a lot of comment about the films once they play and whether, you know, big buyers come in for them as well.
Great. Sounding good, has to be said. Let's come to new releases this week. Let's start with Netflix. What's on Netflix?
Yeah, speaking of big buyers, they have Penguin Bloom, which is streaming on the service. It's a true story of Sam Bloom, played by Naomi Watts, a young mother whose world is turned upside down after a near fatal accident leaves her unable to walk. Sam's husband, her three young boys, and her mother, played by Jackie Weaver, are struggling to adjust to their new situation where an unlikely ally enters their world in the form of an injured baby magpie they name Penguin. We've also got The Dig, which stars
Looks good,
Kate Mulligan.
Doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
It does, yeah. This
and Ralph Fiennes.
And Ralph Fiennes as well, about a wealthy widow hires an amateur archaeologist to excavate burial mounds on her estate, and they uncover history-changing treasures. It's called The Dig, which is also on Netflix.
I'm looking forward to seeing that one. What about a TV movie for the weekend ahead?
Yeah, this is a good movie. Tully is the name of the movie.
Yeah.
The brother of a New York suburbanite hires a night nanny called Tully to help her sister, Marlo, cope with the arrival of her third child. Sort of hesitant at first, Marlo soon forms a special bond with her new friend. It stars Charlize Theron and Mackenzie Davis and Ron Livingston. And it's on Monday night. You'll find it on TG Cahir. It's called Tully. And it's on at 9:30.
Yeah, I enjoyed that when I first saw Charlize Theron. Got great reviews for it indeed. So that's Tully Monday night, TG Cahir 9:30. And Gareth, we will talk to you next Saturday. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.